Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hi.
I forgot about that.
Diddy. Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy.
Oh, I like this. We're just riffing. Aaron, get in.
The room where it happened.
We're not. Okay.
That's how the whole thing started.
It's occasional diddy dirt. And if you are tired of occasional diddy dirt, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
It's going to end soon here, yeah.
We're very close to the end because today, prosecution did a five-hour closing argument.
5 hours?
5 hours, recapping everything that was happening and, you know, all of their points. And they did point out that just because maybe one of the freak-offs didn't constitute as, like, sex trafficking or whatever, doesn't mean none of them did.
Oh.
Which is such a good point.
It's a terrible point.
What? Why?
Can I ask for clarification? Who's the prosecution?
That's the people trying to convict him.
Yes.
Not Diddy.
Defense would be Diddy.
Yes. Okay, just want to make sure.
Why is it?
I think it's a terrible point because in a court of law, you are trying to prove beyond the reasonable doubt. And if you're saying, look, sure, one of these was fine, like already, oh, reasonable doubt. You're admitting like, okay, some of them might have been consensual, but like some of them maybe weren't. It's like, what are you, you're not proving in the court of law, and we all agree, no one's defending Diddy. He's a bad guy. It seems like he did a lot of bad stuff.
100% terrible human.
But the court of law, it just seems like, aren't you kind of admitting, like, look, I know we didn't really prove it, but I mean, come on.
I think what they were...
That's what it sounds like to me. Do you think it's good?
I think it's good because they're saying, like, yeah, they may have put all these points out that he's just a bad guy, it wasn't this. But if there is at least one of these that was illegal, then boom, all of it.
So said the other way, it sounds more damning.
Yeah.
If you go, maybe one of these wasn't, then you've opened reasonable doubt. But if you say, he did a bunch of freak-offs and they didn't all have to be trafficking.
Right.
But if one
only
was,
one
yeah.
constitutes the crime. Mm. He did, like, we don't have footage of him robbing 27 banks, but if you think he robbed one, we're good.
Yeah.
That's all we need. He's a bank robber.
But we brought up the other 26.
Right. And we maybe showed you footage of the other 26.
Right.
Which is where it gets hazy. It's like, yeah, no, not that one. It's like, then why'd you show me that one? Why'd you make me uncomfortable in the juror's box watching something if you can't prove that that specific one was human trafficking?
To me, it sounds like they're admitting, like, if some of them may have been consensual, but I mean, come on.
He's a bad dude, right?
And it's like, if I were on trial for something, I would want it to be more than that, right? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't everyone want it? Like,
but plus,
we want video of him robbing the bank instead of going, well, he went to 27 other banks as well.
Don't want video of him doing any. I don't want that.
The other thing, though, like to your point, like the last occasional diddy dirt we did,
right?
Like, they dropped a bunch of the charges, right? Because they
dropped a few, but they kept The main three. Yeah, the ones that they think that they will be able to prove.
Because they didn't want to confuse these guys. It's like, we have 14 charges here, and like we can't really prove all of them, so they just got the ones that were like a little hazy.
Out of the way. They're leaving
the human trafficking. And then the racketeering, they said, all you have to prove is like one person was coerced for it to be racketeering. And it's like, racketeering sounds like much more of a community gap. Like you got to do a big thing. And they, I think in their closing arguments, they said something like, oh, if he only did this one thing one time, he's a racketeerer. And you're like, doesn't racketeering sound bigger? That's what they busted the mob on.
Because we can't get you. And because it's like, well, Tony Soprano didn't rob the bank, but his guys robbed the bank. So he's involved and he made.
Yes.
So that's, to me, what racketeering.
Well, racketeering, I think, in this sense is in particular basically planning to or engaging in the sex trafficking. So if they get him on one, they get him on the other.
Okay.
Because, it's racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation for prostitution. So they do go hand in hand that way.
Yeah.
He's just such I mean, those parties alone, like, it doesn't matter.
The prosecutor also went on about saying, like, Diddy knew he was breaking the law. It's time to show him that just because you're rich and famous doesn't mean you get to do that. And, like,
but then you have to prove that he broke the law and what the law was. And I don't feel like they have the right charges. I just really don't. What? I think the easiest thing to prove is those women were drugged.
Yeah.
Right. That, I mean, end of story. Like, then they cannot give true consent if they're drugged. End of story. Get him on a billion rape charges and be done with him.
Yeah.
And I just wonder psychologically, like subconsciously, psychologically, once the jury knows, hey, we got rid of three of these charges. Just forget about those. Psychologically, you go, oh, I guess I don't have enough. Like, I don't think you can help that. Subconsciously, you're going that way. You're like, oh, okay.
You're lightning. The other way. You really think.
I think so differently. I think if I was that juror, I'd be like, wow, they don't even want us thinking about those because they know they've got him on this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I go
that is weird.
But you
two,
wonder if it's like a guy-girl thing.
How many jury members are girls and how many jury members are guys? Because if it's a bunch of girls, he's dead.
I agree with that.
Are you looking at the jury members? I feel like you are. You're like, you're just thinking very linear and logical.
Ooh.
And she's thinking emotionally.
Yes.
Eight men, four women.
I'm saying it, I don't know that the people are in control. It's just subconscious, like to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Did the defense go then or not?
Yes. So the prosecution did the 5-hour closing arguments. Defense did their closing arguments.
In how
now
long?
Prosecution is doing their response.
They get to go again? You had 5 hours. Shut up.
Arguments, and then I think you go statements. If I'm correct, I might be missing something here. But it did say they began their response.
Okay.
So everyone gets to respond.
And then they're going to, the deliberate. Judge I saw thought they deliberate on Monday.
Yes.
And I would imagine Monday. So. So I guess we might have some.
Diddy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.